A reading from the prophet Daniel. At that time, Michael will stand up, the great prince who mounts guard over your people. There is going to be a time of great distress, unparalleled since nations first came into existence. When that time comes, your own people will be spared, all those whose names are found written in the book. Of those who lie sleeping in the dust of the earth, many will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting disgrace. The learned will shine as brightly as the vault of heaven, and those who have instructed many in virtue as bright as stars for all eternity. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. All the priests stand at their duties every day, offering over and over again the same sacrifices which are quite incapable of taking sins away. Christ, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying. When all sins have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, the stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then too he will send the angels to gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out. You know the summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the very gates. I tell you solemnly, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, no one but the Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Father Dennis McBride, the Redemptorist scripture scholar, tells a story about the leader of an Indian tribe in North America. For many generations, they had lived their lives at the foot of a large mountain. And one day, the chief summoned his three sons and said to them, "I am dying, and before my death, I must choose one of you to succeed me as head of our tribe. I have the same task for each of you. I want you to climb our holy mountain and bring me back something beautiful. The one whose gift is the most outstanding will be the one to succeed me." The next morning, the sons set out on their search, each taking a different path to the top of the mountain. After several days, the three sons returned. The first brought his father a flower which grew near the summit of the mountain. It was extremely rare and beautiful. The second son brought his father a valuable stone, round and colourful, a stone which had been polished over the years by rain and sandy winds. But when the third son returned, everyone saw that his hands were empty. He said to his father, "I brought back nothing to show you. As I stood at the top of the holy mountain, I saw on the other side that there was a beautiful land filled with green pastures. In the middle of these pastures, there is a crystal lake. And I have a vision of where our tribe could go for a better life." I was so overwhelmed with what I saw and by what I could see that I could not bring anything back. And the father replied, "You shall be our tribe's new leader, for you have brought back the most precious thing of all, the gift of a vision for a better future." Sorry about the interruption. I wasn't sure whether I should send anyone out of church at this stage. Well, that's the story. There's no doubt that with Pope Francis, we are currently all engaged in seeking that gift of a vision for a better future for our planet Earth. The golden brown leaves outside falling from the trees remind us that we're moving into the winter season. And in the Gospel, we heard Jesus reminding the people how they can recognize the coming of summer when they see the twigs on the fig tree growing supple and producing leaves. And Jesus suggested that we ourselves should be just as observant in reading the wider signs of the times. In those days, Israel was an occupied country, just as Britain was at that time, all part of the Roman Empire. But in Israel, there was growing unrest at the way the Roman occupiers were treating the people. And it was only a matter of time before the temple in Jerusalem would be completely destroyed by the Romans. It was a time when people felt that the world was coming to an end. And St. Mark's description in the Gospel today, his description of the life of Jesus, takes account of this feeling among the people among the early Christians who are experiencing terrible persecutions. But Jesus gave a promise to those who were faithful to him. He said, "At the end of time, they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty. Then, too, he will send the angels to gather his chosen people from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven." In the midst of all their suffering, the people were encouraged, as we are, by a vision of the future, the vision that that third son of the tribal chief had when he came down from the mountain, not with a beautiful flower or a precious stone, but with a clear and hopeful vision for the future. Jesus said then, "But as for the day or the hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but no one but the Father." So it remains for us in the meantime, strengthened by God's Holy Spirit, to persevere and live our lives in a way that demonstrates the truth of the Gospels. We've all received a precious gift, the gift of faith, and it's a gift that we want to share with others by living our lives calmly and peaceably, as if each day might be our last, remembering in our prayers on this Remembrance Sunday all those who have gone before us in death. The last verse of today's psalm we heard sung, "Lord, you will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever."